Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Sharing Excitement for Christ, was written by Jennifer Benson Schulte. The first time we met our neighbor Henry, he pulled a well-worn Bible out of a bag he'd been carrying. Eyes sparkling, he asked if we'd like to discuss scripture. We nodded, and he flipped to some highlighted passages. He showed us a notebook full of his observations and said he'd also created a computer presentation full of other related information. Henry went on to tell us how he'd come from a difficult family situation and then, alone and at his worst, he accepted Jesus' death and resurrection as the foundation of his faith. His life had changed as the Spirit helped him follow the Bible's principles. Although Henry had committed his life to God years ago, his enthusiasm was fresh and powerful. Henry's zeal inspired me, someone who'd walked with Jesus many years, to consider my spiritual passion. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." That seems like a tall order. Unless I'm allowing scripture to nurture the kind of attitudes that reflect an ongoing thankfulness for all that Jesus has done for me. Unlike the emotional highs and lows we experience in life, zeal for Christ comes from an ever-expanding relationship with Him. The more we learn about Him, the more precious He becomes, and the more His goodness floods our souls and spills out into the world. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 16. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless, and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, revive our excitement over knowing you. May we grow more and more in our love for you and in our passion for living for you. It's in your beautiful name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.